This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition, hour number two of the program. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody that's working out there in the Third Watch tonight. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And that includes all of our great over-the-road American truck drivers out there. You get the job done, and we will let everybody know about it, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website. Site to Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things we have over there for you to look at. And joining us right now, our number two, is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we won't let you forget that. Now, we've had some great reports coming out, and I just got an email here from our buddy George up in Minnesota, and I saw this story, George, and I didn't report on it, but I probably should have. A Brainerd, Minnesota man got 4 years and has to pay $12 million in restitution for a Minneapolis Third Precinct fire that he helped set. Remember when they set fire to the police station?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So he gets 4 years in prison and has to pay $12 million in restitution. The guy that stood there and said, look at me, I set fire to a police station.
Well, that's obviously incredible. I mean, you have to be able to have some kind of consequences, yeah,
moron,
for that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, moron. That's all I can say, moron. And by the way, how's that working out for you now there, Mr. Brilliant?
Right.
Jeez. But anyway, and it's good. They should have stuck it to him. All right. Well, this is an interesting topic to start hour number two with. Do you think for 1 second, Kyle, that the rich American pals of Joe Biden are going to pay all of these tax hikes that he's got coming along for those that haven't paid their fair share?
No, of course not. What the things that Biden will say in a speech like he did earlier this week are simply there as part of the theater that he's trying to sell to everybody about the idea that he wants to raise taxes. But never for a second think that the wealthiest individuals, those who have the know-how to do this and the resources to do it, well, of course they're going to dodge, a lot of these taxes. In fact, Captain, the Wharton School of Business there at University of Pennsylvania, they figured out that wealthy Americans are going to avoid paying about 90% of those in tax increases, and of course, primarily they would be tax increases on things like capital gains.
And why do you suppose that the economy in the red states is booming so much more so than the economy in the blue states? What do you suppose that's all about? Leadership?
Well, it's definitely leadership, and the fact that they found ways to be able to have people continue to operate their businesses by and large. They didn't succumb to the fear of it, and they didn't succumb to the politics of it. In fact, Captain, right now, as our governor, Gavin Newsom here in California, is trying to go on a tour, basically, or at least go around.
And give away a bunch of free stuff and free money and this, that, and the other. Say, if you vote for me, you'll get $1,000 a week to live on the streets in L.A. and all that crap, right?
Well, right. Well, he's desperately now going to fight this recall. I think he's very, very concerned. But he's going around, you know, touting a tax cut for small business, of all things. But the small businesses in California, Captain, they know better. They know what kept them closed for political reasons.
You mean the ones that are still there?
The ones that are, yeah, I'm glad you said. That's right. The ones that are still there. And so because of the politics of it all, especially in blue states who were trying to help Joe Biden, let's just face it, they hurt a lot of people.
Now, I have a story right here in front of me that I've not even mentioned to you yet, and I'm going to just read the headline, and then you tell me. One-third of California small businesses are out of business.
Well, that sounds, unfortunately, about right.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
All right. And where do you think that article is coming from?
Well, could it be the L.A. Times or New York Times?
Sacramento.
Sacramento, okay.
Now, that's Sacramento. Sacramento's not L.A. It's not San Francisco. It's, what, the third, maybe, largest city in California?
I believe so, yeah.
All right, but it's not a big, big, big city like L.A. or San Francisco. And if one-third of the businesses in Sacramento are gone, what the hell is it like in L.A. and San Francisco?
Well, it's very, 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 very dire, especially for folks who have the restaurant was their dream, but they couldn't stay open, or they could only have such and such a capacity and that kind of thing.
A lot of these people are service industry related people, plumbers, electricians, drywall people, that sort of thing, and they moved to where the work is, and the work is not in California. It's in Nevada, it's in Oregon, and it's in Utah, and that's where they've gone, right close to you, but not right in there, you know, directly beside you. All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, as we cruise across the overnight radio airwaves, and I'm going to let Ron Edwards take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
You betcha, and thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in, and for opining in. And a special shout-out to Fred B. That's what his official email handle is, Fred B. He said, Joe Biden is a $6 trillion man. Yep. He sure is, and he's going to be the $7 or $8 trillion man before too long, Fred B. So think about that for a second. What have we gotten ourselves into? All righty. In the times that we're living in, folks, somebody needs to give you a break. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, me, moi, the captain, sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, and that $100 put right in the palm of your hand when they finish the service after you tell them, I sent you. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. The number again, 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand today. Auto Glass America. And Kyle Warren, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
You had to practice that, didn't you? By the way, I want to thank everybody. We were talking about the podcast during the break here and the immense success of the podcast. Now, many of you know I got my start in the radio by doing a podcast once a week and by doing a show called Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops. That was the first show that I did. I took the place of a gentleman by the name of Trip Lott, who wound up getting himself killed in Afghanistan. He got orders. It was a Department of Defense website, and I was one of his frequent contributors as a Blue Star dad with a son in service.
And I used to do a veterans report for him. And then when he got his orders to go over, they asked me if I'd do the show. And I did. And I stayed over there for about an hour or so, or an hour, about a year or year and a half, something like that, and continued the show on. There's still archives of the podcast, by the way, over on Podomatic.com if you want to go over there and listen to what the show was about. Because it was all about interviewing military people. But anyway, to my point, our podcast is on 63 different podcast sites, as well as all these radio stations that we're on. And we have a legitimate base of 250,000 listeners to that podcast, Kyle, every day of the week.
Yeah, that's really just incredible. And it's a really, really something. And you know, Captain, that's more people than are watching some television news.
Yeah, like MSNBC and once in a while CNN,
That's exactly right.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even count the people listening to us on the Internet. You add that in there, and there you go again. You know what I mean?
Well, that's that precisely.
Yeah,
and
because,
And we're just so happy that so many people are getting on board. It's amazing.
Exactly. And they tell their friends, and then they tell us, and then we appreciate it. But, you know, we just got done talking about Joe Biden and his rich friends and whether or not they're going to dodge these taxes that are coming up here. Believe me when I tell you, Joe Biden is going to make sure that his pals have all the little loopholes in their tax returns that they've still got. And he's assured them such that they're not going to wind up paying taxes. And the big thing again, Kyle, is if I'm a corporation, let's say I'm the XYZ Corporation and I make XYZ Cola and it's real popular out there, okay, and they're going to raise my taxes 10%. Am I going to eat that 10% or am I going to pass it along to the consumers?
Well, of course you're going to pass it on to the consumers. I can't imagine why we heard Jen Psaki in the last, well, but 3 weeks ago or so say, well, the president understands that the American people are smart and they know that corporations are not going to raise their prices just because the taxes go up.
She's out of her mind.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, honestly, does she think we're all that stupid?
Yes.
I guess. But it's just, it's completely disingenuous, you know, to say something like that.
Well, she believes we're that stupid, and she knows that the supporters that voted for Joe Biden are that stupid.
Well, sure, but again,
because look what they're getting right now.
Well, exactly, and you're right. I mean, the loopholes are there. Also, usually wealthy people have pretty smart accountants or attorneys. They figure out how to offset their losses or gains in one year with losses from something else, and they don't pay the big tax.
Yeah, and the systemic racism that's plaguing American life, it's so terrible, it's so awful, it's so bad. Well, that's because the Democrats are the ones that are the racists. Hello, take a look at yourself in the mirror, see what you're doing. Look what they've done to Tim Scott.
Well, that's just a travesty, isn't it? Because obviously, you know, are we going to call out racism or aren't we going to call out racism? It's unfortunate, Captain, because it's all based on the politics now.
Who were the slave owners in the Civil War?
Well, in the South, essentially what we know as Democrats.
Yes. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I rest my case.
Well, and also, I mean, and we hear the term Civil War thrown out there, you know, pretty capriciously. You know, the Civil War was a big deal. This was a major watershed in the history of America. But yet we seem to gloss over that because what they want to do is they create a much bigger racial division.
And nobody wants to even go to the confines of the Civil War aspect. Nobody in their right mind. There's a few morons that do, but let them have at it. It's not going to be me or you. By the way, the University of North Carolina Asheville campus is now holding meltdown sessions for students who want to scream, kick, and punch away their frustrations on systemic racism. Are you kidding me?
Well, I guess we've gone from screaming at the sky because Donald Trump got elected president of the United States to something like this. What might be a better thing, obviously, is to get people educated on what the country is all about. What, as you said, Captain, at the beginning of every hour of the Captain's America, is based on Judeo-Christian values.
Yep.
Those ideals, of course, encompass love your fellow man, you know, we're all the same in God's eyes. It's those kinds of things that if we had more of that, then a lot of these racial divisions, people would laugh at people who try to stir them up. And of course, we need to treat each other with kindness and respect. There's no doubt about that.
Now, you haven't heard a lot from Judge Andrew Napolitano for a while, right?
Yeah, you're right about that. We haven't heard from him.
All of a sudden, he chimed up yesterday on the Fox Nation broadcast that he's got, and he said that Joe Biden wants the largest peacetime transfer of wealth ever from the haves to the have-nots, and that's just simply unconstitutional.
Well, sure. The idea in America used to be if you worked for wealth, that was your wealth. And so you're right. And again, this all comes into this big idea of big government socialism. That's what they're really talking about. And so they do it in increments. They try to stir up these divisions. They try to stir up these controversies, all the while going for these kinds of goals. And Captain, what kind of a country would we live in when hard work, ambition, and daring do no longer pay off? But yet you have a particular job. The government tells you what job you're going to have. You can only go so far. And meanwhile, just like in the Soviet revolution, the small people, small group gets rich.
Well, in lieu of what's been going on here broadcast and news-wise, let me tell you what you're not hearing if you're watching ABC, CBS, and NBC. They have gone on without mentioning anything at all about Governor Cuomo in New York and the nursing home scandal bombshell that came out.
Well, he's the Emmy Award governor, award-winning governor, right? And, well, of course not, because it doesn't fit in. It's something, and they're trying to rally, I guess, for Cuomo at this point, when in reality, if they were just doing their job, they would be reporting on things, and the chips would fall where they may.
Right. And everything else that's going on here, you know, and by the way, we just heard from Fred B. again. He's saying thank you for the shout-out. He said he was in Germany from 1968 to 1970. Okay, well, thanks very much there, Fred, and happy to do it. You know how to communicate with us now, so don't be a stranger. Now, the other thing is, George was telling us about, and we had this story to talk about, that the Minnesota man out of Brainerd, Minnesota, was fined $12 million for setting fire to the police station during the George Floyd protest. But there also was something that happened in Georgia yesterday, and our listeners in Georgia probably are aware of this. A driver was charged with 6 counts of homicide after a fiery crash that killed 6 people and 10 others were injured.
Yeah, what a very horrible thing to have happened. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There were 6 women were killed, and evidently as well.
Yeah, and the guy was drunk.
Yes, exactly.
That's what happens, and he didn't get hurt at all.
You know, and nobody knows how that actually ever happens, right?
Well, body is relaxed, and they can wind up upside down or backwards or something or whatever, and it doesn't seem to bother them. Okay, well, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And when we come back, we're going to start talking about Syria, and the money that flows very freely from Iran to Syria, and we're not doing a damn thing about it.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey, USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has made a special trip to see an old friend in Georgia. The Bidens made a stop to see former President Jimmy Carter and his wife before heading to a drive-in rally in Duluth. He thanked Democrats for voting for him, as well as the two Georgia Democrats in the Senate.
In November, and then again in January, your vote changed the world.
He spoke of his plan for jobs and families. He also acknowledged protesters who were asking for private prisons to be closed.
I agree with you. I'm working on it, man. Give me another 5 days.
The president signed an executive order in January saying private prison contracts won't be renewed. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will visit with Biden next month. The White House says the talks will highlight the ironclad alliance between the two countries. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Come to
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Oh, we are going to do it. And by the way, I was just sitting here thinking, doing a little nostalgia with my buddy Kyle Warren, who I'm going to bring into this. Mr. Professor, are you there?
I'm here.
We used to do something when I was on the air down there in Sarasota on my flagship stations down there when I was broadcasting from there, the AM and FM stations down there. And they had what was called the the Suncoast Offshore Grand Prix. And I did a number of live broadcasts from the pits down there. And when they would have the races, they would have upwards to 100,000 to 200,000 people down there right along the waterway. You want to talk about being in the middle of everything that was going on? That was it. That was also the biggest crowds of people I ever saw just doing my little old radio show.
Very cool. Yeah.
And we were always with the military. We were always with the National Guard. That's who, we were with. Their boat sponsored our broadcast. WATA was the name of it, W-A-A-H-T-A-H, WATA, which was a preferred water brand. I think they're still around. I haven't heard from them in several years since I moved out of there. But they had a race boat, and the National Guard sponsored the boat, and it was neat, really neat.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah.
Yep. A lot of fond memories in this business, doing different things around the countryside and whatnot. All right, well, we talked about all this stuff going on, UNC, Asheville. By the way, that's hard to imagine.
They're having meltdown sessions for students to scream, kick, and punch away their frustrations on the systemic racism. Why don't you just get them a broom or a shovel and let them go out there and clean the highways?
Well, but again, I mean, is that really the best way to, you know, just by kicking and screaming and so forth?
Of course not.
And again, it's about education, or how about making sure, you know, change somebody's heart, get people to understand what you're really talking about. And again, the American people, they're not racist people. They're very tolerant. They you know, love their neighbor. They don't hate their neighbor. This kind of thing. So yes, you've got some bad apples in any place you go in the world. But how do you overcome evil? You overcome it with good, and that's what we're about.
Well, you know, it all boils down again to Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who gave a very powerful speech responding to President Biden's address to Congress. Now, Scott's message was simple, simple. Republicans want to work together with Biden to solve some of our country's most significant challenges. But so far, the reaction by the Democrats has been to for me to go it alone. Now, the substance in Scott's speech was good, but what made Scott's message so compelling was that he included his own personal story about how the policy views he has as a political perspective he holds, why he chose his career in public service, what influenced him. And Scott just does not build a narrative of what some think is a typical Republican and what they look like and what they should sound like. Number one, he's black. That's oh my God, a black conservative. And number two, that's good because the conservative movement has a lot more texture and diversity than the mainstream media or the progressive left would like you to believe. Believe me when I tell you. There's a lot more people listening to conservative radio than the progressives, the left, the communists, the Zaganauts, whatever the hell you want to call them, wants to let you know about, because they want to try to silence us and they can't do it. Now, what Tim Scott was able to do was to earnestly convey his story and views in a way that the people could relate to. And, folks, we could certainly use a lot more of what is in our politics, to be sure, from people like Tim Scott. Now, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I know. Well, you're absolutely right about that, Captain. And the thing you mentioned about Tim Scott talking about wanting to work with Democrats, well, of course, guess what? Democrats or Democrat Party elite,
yep.
The American people want Democrats, yep, and Republicans to work together. And yep, the Democrats have said, no way.
Now, another poll has come out from the latest Rasmussen Reports poll, and what it has to say here is something that you're not hearing, and I'll bet you won't hear this for a while from anybody in the regular media, mainstream media. An overwhelming majority, 71% of American voters, Democrat and Republican alike, oppose any government benefits being given to illegal immigrants for any reason whatsoever. Bingo, end of story, put an exclamation mark next to it.
Well, that's a very, very powerful poll, and will the Democrat Party elite really pay attention to it? Probably not, unfortunately. But what it also shows me, Captain, is that you've also got the American people who look around and say,
yep,
we've got a lot of problems that we're not solving as well that involve Americans.
All right, now let's take a call here. I think I know who this is, so I'm going to ask first. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Correct, Captain, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Saratoga Springs, New York. Concerning Senator Tim Scott.
Yep.
You know, he, like myself, are trying to improve our lives. We have basically gotten off of the Democrat plantation, and those overseers who are ours, I would say, the Schumers, the Pelosi's, the Waters, those who depend on that underclass of black Americans like myself and Senator Scott, who have escaped that dependency upon them, they fear that. And they have those who are in the media that will broadcast that and more or less put that into the public that this is not the right thing to do for any black American to do.
Right.
To leave that plantation. Now, they are importing what Richard Pryor said years ago, new N-word words into the country. I'm not going to say it over here.
No,
I don't say it before.
No.
So that they are importing new one ones of us, and they fear that those that have left, that have escaped the inner city, which is now the present day plantation, the housing authority,
sure,
the projects, the ghettos, and this and that, they look down. They try to make us feel as though we're guilty of something. But they have to look in the mirror because they are guilty of segregation. They are the party of segregation, the party of Jim Crow, the party of the KKK, the party of Margaret Sanger.
Yep.
And we have had enough of it. We like to go to work and make as much money as we possibly can, pay our taxes, pay our mortgage, pay our car notes, own something,
yep,
and not be on our knees collecting the Obama phones,
right,
the EBTs, and this,
right,
and the other. So they're going to try to demonize us, and it ain't working because there's millions and millions of us that support our former president, which is still our president, believe it or not, President Trump.
Well,
when I
tell you something here, the next story I got lined up, I'm going to tell you about, you're going to cheer.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's what I want to say, that they are fearful of us being independent from their clutches.
Yep.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you. Yeah, because, see, Kyle, they've come off the plantation. They've woken up.
And that's exactly
what... And I mean woken up in a good way.
Well, absolutely. Again, because it's, to be a conservative is about ideas, not skin color.
Yeah. Now, listen to this story that happened yesterday. The Florida Senate, in a party-line vote, 22-17, passed a proposal, Senate Bill 7072, which now is going to go to the House, where the Florida Republicans enjoy an even greater advantage. In one of Governor Ron DeSantis' top priorities in the legislative session, the Florida Senate passed a measure to crack down on social media companies that remove users from their platforms, especially political candidates like, Donald Trump.
Well, exactly. I mean, and this is probably what it's going to take in order to really start.
Guess what?
What's
in the state of Florida, it will be illegal, once this gets passed and signed by the governor, for Twitter and Facebook and any other damn outfit to take any politicians off their websites for any reason whatsoever.
Very interesting.
Because they are public servants. And what they have to say should be in the public eye. Now, get this. The fines will start at $100,000 a day for statewide candidates and $10,000 a day for other candidates, because you can't fine them for a national candidate. Only candidates that live in the state. Which, who lives in Florida that ran nationally? Gosh, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, exactly.
So they're setting this up to where... Facebook and Twitter is going to get nailed for a bunch of money until they put Donald Trump back on their platforms.
Very interesting. Well, again,
I think it's great.
Well, again...
And Amazon, too, by the way. They're the other one.
Mm-hmm. Well, these platforms are becoming basically the conduit in so many cases that people hear from politicians or other elected leaders, and to say that one person can decide you can hear this but you can't hear that, that's very strange.
Yeah, and this is going to be great because this is going to be something that is going to be out there for all the candidates to take advantage of in Florida. If you live in Florida and you're running for political office and Facebook or Twitter decides to ban you, if they do, it's going to cost them a lot of money to do so. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more and our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, New Jersey cowgirl that found her way down to Georgia. She now lives in Carrollton, Georgia, and she and her husband, Don, run the Double D Stables there in Carrollton, Georgia. Check them out. They teach equestrian and western riding there. They also stable horses there, so if you got a horse and you want to put it somewhere, it's a great place to put it. And they're just up the road a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, I'll tell you what. We are going to journey it back up again in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Truck on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America talk about them, and you're going to get yourself a free hot cup of coffee on the Third Watch. So truck on in there and do that. And meantime, here we go.
We'll be right back.
been a jury night tonight from 1983, Separate Ways. And, Kyle, I think that was from the Worlds Apart album.
Well, it's actually called, the album was Frontiers, and the parenthesis of that song title is Worlds Apart. And but that was a super big hit for Journey, and, of course, coming off of the heels of their very successful Escape album, they were just really just riding high back in those days. Steve Perry, Neil Sean, Jonathan Cain, writing these songs. They just could do no wrong.
Well, let's get going here because we got some bad things to report here, and Lynn already knows about this up there in Cape Cod. She's probably already feeling the effects, but strong winds will develop along the East Coast today and into the weekend as a cold front moves offshore. Coming up there, it's been moving along across the country and kind of angled its way up there. Gusts of up to 60 miles an hour could result in impacts in the inner areas of New York, New England, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Virginia, North and South Carolina, and offshore, God forbid, 70 to 75 mile an hour winds offshore. And right now, at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, they have got warnings down there for gale force winds to 75 miles an hour.
That's exactly right, Captain. Those are pretty strong winds.
All right, you take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, over in Montana, northeastern part of Montana tonight, if you're coming across Highway 2 or if you're coming across Interstate 94 heading towards North Dakota or into the South Dakota area, heading that direction anyway, you're going to have some pretty decent fire weather to contend with. You could have gusty winds, low humidity, about 15% or so, so be very careful, and that bleeds over into North Dakota and also to parts of South Dakota as well. Southeastern corner of Colorado tonight, we also have fire weather watch. That's going to be in the Springfield, Lamar, or Holly areas there, so you've got, again, the possibility of gusty winds. And an aerial flood advisory in the southeastern corner of New Mexico tonight. This is in the Carlsbad area, and you're going to have perhaps a heavy rain at times, and that goes over on into Texas, stretching almost towards Midland there.
Yep, I see it. And we got a lot of heavy rain tonight in the Houston area on down towards Galveston. That goes over towards San Antonio. That goes up towards Austin as well, angles over towards Austin. So you're going to have some heavy rain and possibly some flooding there. That low-pressure system is going to sit along the Gulf Coast of Texas and possibly Louisiana for the next day or two before it moves. And then we're not sure if it's going to come straight east or angle its way up. Now, we do have dense fog, a big-time dense fog advisory on stretches of I-40 and I-55 in both Arkansas from east of Little Rock over to Jackson, Tennessee on I-40, I-55 from almost the Mississippi line all the way up into the boots there of Missouri and the western part, southwestern corner of Kentucky and the southeastern corner of Arkansas. So be very careful up there in the dense fog. We've got a frost warning now, right now, freeze watch and a frost warning for the western half of Ohio to include Cincinnati on up towards almost to Toledo, believe it or not, and over towards Columbus, too, and down into the central part of Kentucky. And then we have a frost warning, rather, from the western, northeastern part of Ohio over into the northwestern part of Pennsylvania. And then we have all of this wind. My God, Kyle, if you're Boston, I-90 all the way over to Rochester, New York, I-81 from border to border, I-87 up to Lake George to include the Albany area, most of Pennsylvania, all of New Jersey, all of Delaware, all of Maryland, most of the eastern part of West Virginia, parts of Virginia, parts of North and South Carolina. The winds today, 60-mile-an-hour gusts, offshore 70, and as I said, outside right now, the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, they've got wind gusts reported at 75 miles an hour, about 10 miles offshore.
Yeah, it's really something, and of course, causing a lot of issues on the ocean as well.
All righty. Well, tell us how you're your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things she does. Well, you know, Tim Scott made quite a stunning response to what he had to say about Joe Biden. And as a result, the loony left attacked him, calling him Uncle Tim, which stayed up on Twitter and whatnot for about 12 hours before they took it down. And shame on them for leaving that up.
Yep, that's a fact.
So I guess he proved his point that he delivered a very good message. I thought his message was really good, one of the best speeches I've ever heard him give.
Well, the attacks that he endured after his speech proved everything that was in his speech.
Correct.
I would say that, you know, the left are just haters. I don't know how else to put it. But they're just haters.
Yeah, and again, when they keep talking about the systemic racism, oh, it's so terrible. And we're going to get into a story about some a college that's doing something about this, which is nuts. But anyway, all they got to do is look at themselves in the mirror, and they'll find out what they want to know. They're the ones doing it.
Well, and yet, here Kamala Harris comes out yesterday, and she actually ends up agreeing with Senator Scott.
Yep.
And they didn't cancel her, did they?
No, and they didn't mention it hardly anywhere, did they? All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. And, yeah, that's a fact. Kamala Harris was reported on conservative media agreeing with what Tim Scott had to say for the most part, and you didn't hear it anywhere else. You just didn't. All right, well, when we come back, lots more to talk about. Don't go nowhere, no how. I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we are going to head to the break right now.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.